I remember the day like it was yesterday. It was a Tuesday, which was yesterday. So that would make today Wednesday. And with that kind of logic, that must mean you're listening to Tim Hunter on KRKO. God help us all.
Well, good morning. Wednesday already. I don't know about you, but for me, this week has just flown by. It's KRKO, Everett's Greatest Hits. Tim Hunter later this hour announcing, telling you who the big winner is in KRKO's ultimate $10,000 backyard makeover. Maybe it's somebody you know. You never know. You'll find out in a few minutes. Actually, more than a few, but eventually, you know. Pat Sajak says he's got one more season. Then next year, 2024, he's going to retire as host of Wheel of Fortune. Which makes me wonder about Vanna White. Where will she turn? Oh, it appears to be a vowel. There you go. And you remember last week when the smoke was so bad on the East Coast? Somebody posted this. It said, "Dear America, if you give us back the Stanley Cup, we'll put the fires out and give you back your son." Signed, Canada. All those kidders. All right, well, we'll get back to the great songs in a moment. More of Everett's Greatest Hits in minutes. It's KRKO on your radio. Tim Hunter playing Everett's Greatest Hits. Feeling good Wednesday morning. It could be the caffeine, or it could be that I'm about to tell you who won KRKO's $10,000 Ultimate Backyard Makeover Contest in just a few minutes. Not yet.
Name drama.
Oh, that. I got a few names to drop this morning, like Pat Sajak, you probably heard by now. He says next season will be his last season, his 41st, doing Wheel of Fortune. Going to retire in 2024. He's 76 years old, and get this, the rumored new host, Ryan Seacrest. Really? If I was in charge, I would have Elsa from Frozen come out and sing Let Her Go. But that's just me. Paul McCartney says, how about a new Beatles song? How about the last new Beatles song? Artificial intelligence was used to extricate and clean up the vocals of former bandmate John Lennon from an old recording, and that song will be released later this year. Remember the Golden Globes? And then there was all that controversy, and people would stand up there and give thanks to the Hollywood Foreign Press. Well, the Hollywood Foreign Press has dissolved. Dick Clark Productions is taking over the show from here. And Buckingham Palace announced that King Charles is going to take part in the annual Trooping the Colour Parade this Saturday on horseback. This will be the first time a reigning monarch has ridden in the parade on his horse since Queen Elizabeth back in 1986. Well, good morning. You're listening to KRKO Radio. Tim Hunter with Everett's Greatest Hits. And it is that time that we need to announce the winner of our ultimate $10,000 backyard makeover. So much ammunition to redo your yard. We're coming through with $10,000 worth of a gazebo, landscaping, electric, put some outdoor speakers into your yard, things like that. Turning your backyard into the ultimate backyard. This is the third year that we have done this. I'm pretty sure we'll do it again next year. This year's response, phenomenal. So thank you very much. Appreciate it. And I'm really excited to tell you that this year's winner is Ramona Stoner Livingston. Yes. I think we need to get her on the phone. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, I was hoping to be able to speak with Ramona. So you see, sometimes this job is a lot harder than it looks. And being on radio, you can't see it. But I want you to know that I reached out several times, left several messages, and the only communication I had with Ramona was this voice.
Hello.
So, Ramona has won. It's her deal, her prize. Congratulations.
Hello.
So, accepting the award on her behalf from Gone with the Wind, here is Vivian Lee.
Please forgive me if my words are inadequate in thanking you for your very great kindness.
Hello.
If I were to mention all those who've shown me such wonderful generosity, I should have to entertain you with an oration as long as Gone with the Wind itself. So, if I may, I should like to devote my thanks on this occasion to that composite figure of energy, courage, and very great kindness.
Vivian, I'm going to have to cut you off there. You're embarrassing me, but you're very welcome. Congratulations to our big winner in KRKO's $10,000 Ultimate Backyard Makeover, Vivian Lee. No, wait. Ramona Stoner Livingston. Yes.
Hello.
And again, thanks to everybody who entered. Really appreciate that. Taking care of biz, getting you going on a Wednesday morning. Oh, man. Where's the fast-forward button on this week? Tim Hunter playing Everett's greatest hits for you on KRKO. And everybody's eyes were on what was going on in Florida yesterday. It was pretty much all behind closed doors. Nobody saw anything. But when former President Trump was leaving, some guy dressed in a striped jail costume ran out in front of his car and got tackled by security. And it looked like the guy from the get out of jail card in Monopoly. I had no idea he was so political. And now he really does hope to get that get out of jail free card. And the fact there is a highway to hell and a stairway to heaven says a lot about anticipated traffic numbers. Yeah, okay, maybe you didn't win KRKO's $10,000 backyard makeover, but there still are a lot of things to win from this radio station. Tim Hunter's suggestion of the day, download the KRKO app for a couple of reasons. One is, if you download the app, then you'll have access to a special contest page where you could win a 4-pack of tickets to an upcoming Funko Friday at the Everett Aqua Sox. And when you download the app, that puts you in the running to win a $50 gift card to the Buzz Inn Steakhouse. So, a couple of reasons just right there, besides being able to take this great music wherever you go, and you know where you go, your phone goes with you. It's in the app store of your phone right now. It's free, the KRKO app. Don't leave home without it. I think that's copyrighted.
Dude, listen.
Lay it on me, big boy.
I'm listening.
Well, I know quite a bit. I want to make sure you know it, too. I'd never heard of this guy before, but New Orleans chef Dimitri Scott was reported missing back on June 10th. And then he was supposedly found dead on Monday. That afternoon, he was found alive and well and said he just wanted a little time for himself. In the UK, there's a town of Beverley, and they have a Christmas tree they put up every year. It's still up. Why? Because a pigeon built a nest in it, and because of the Wildlife and Countryside Act of 1981, it is illegal to take, damage, or destroy the nest of any wild bird while the nest is still in use. So it's going to stay there until the bird is done with the nest. But at this point, don't you just leave it up for Christmas? You know, it was weird. Last February, I went down and visited my mom, and a flock of parrots went flying by, and I said, where the heck am I? Apparently, this is an increasing problem in Los Angeles. There are at least 9 species of parrots flying around. Red-crowned parrots, which are the largest of Amazon parrots, are roaming the skies of L.A., actually doing better as a species in California than they do in Mexico, their native country. And they were having a wake for a 76-year-old woman in Ecuador when all of a sudden they heard some noise coming from the box where she was. Yes, she was still okay. The hospital had called the game early, and it turned out she was actually okay. And they are investigating. Wow. Isn't that just the ultimate nightmare story right there? Oh, boy. But then again, if you were there and you were the one listening, you'd be able to hear what people really think of you. See, and I don't want to know that. Yeah, there are some people that can't help themselves. There are other people that just don't have to help themselves. And that would include Ramona Stoner Livingston, who was our big winner of KRKO's $10,000 backyard makeover. Ramona is going to have the envy of the neighborhood in her backyard. I recommend barbed wire to keep the neighbors you don't want out. But, you know, that's going to be up to Ramona. Congratulations to her. And thanks to everybody who took the time to enter. And maybe next time.
And now it's time for food news. Because we all love food.
Oh, we sure do. And if you find ketchup boring, Heinz is offering 6 new sauces. Creamy Chimichurri, Harissa Aioli, who I think I went to high school with, Hatch Chili Ranch, Yuzu Wasabi, Black Garlic Ranch, and Brewery Mustard. They're going to start rolling them out a flavor a month through November in restaurants, so that's where you'll see them first. Next Monday, Burger King introduces Fiery Nuggets, a spicy version of their traditional nuggets coated with an irresistibly spicy glaze. General Mills adding to the family. For Halloween, you'll get to choose between Count Chocula, Frankenberry, and the new kid on the block, Carmella Creeper, which tastes like caramel apples. The new hit at Costco these days, so you know, Churro Bundt Cake. Crab Fest returns to Red Lobster for the first time in 4 years. What's new? Krabby Cheese Fries. And Jack in the Box and Snoop Dogg have teamed up for a late-night dining option called Snoop's Munchie Meal. Just became available this week. You can see what's on the menu through their app. All right, there's your food news. Well, good morning, KRKO. If you're a longtime listener to this show, like in the 6 o'clock hour till now, you heard me try to reach our winner in the KRKO $10,000 Ultimate Backyard Makeover Contest, and I was striking out. I just had no luck at all, and in fact, earlier this morning, we had Vivian Lee accept the prize on behalf of our winner, Ramona. But I have got her on the phone. Ramona!
Could this be her?
The only Ramona I've been trying to reach. How are you?
I'm doing good, thank you. How are you?
I'm fine. I understand you entered our KRKO $10,000 Ultimate Backyard Makeover Contest.
I sure did. And if you're going to tell me I won, you're going to be my brand new best friend.
Well, buddy. You're our big winner.
Are you kidding me?
No.
No effing way.
No effing way. We don't swear on this show.
Well, I didn't swear either.
I know. We both came real close, didn't we?
How did I win?
They plucked out your name, and there you were. And I've been trying to reach you. And this happens all the time because I call people. They don't recognize the number. They think it's a salesperson or whatever, but it's really KRKO, and you really are the big winner.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my goodness.
Well, so tell me about this backyard of yours that needs all this work.
Yes, it's terrible. Truly. Oh, my gosh.
You're going to be the envy of the neighborhood.
$10,000 backyard.
$10,000 backyard makeover. We give you all the goods. We've got stuff from everybody.
I just really don't know what to say.
So did you enter right away, or were you thinking about it, or what went on there?
I've grown up with the radio station. I lived out in Snohomish about a mile from the radio station when it was still out there.
Oh, yeah.
And I just thought, okay, KRKO, I like them guys. So I thought it was worthwhile trying. Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Did you do anything to inspire good luck? Do you do you have a rabbit's foot, or were you just thinking, oh, I'll never win?
I thought, oh, I'll never get this, but what the heck?
That's how some of the greatest things happen, when you just say, what the heck?
You know what? That is so true, and that's a lesson I've been learning the last few years.
Well, we're excited for you. We appreciate you being out there as a listener, but you can tell everybody you know you were the big winner in KRKO's $10,000 Ultimate Backyard Makeover Contest.
Thank you so much, and thank you for making, you know, several attempts. I really appreciate that. I'm not always right on top of things.
I'm a stubborn person, so it all worked out. Well, take care, Ramona, and thank you.
Oh, thank you so much.
You bet. That's so fun. It's fun to give away $10,000 worth of stuff. You should try it sometime. Again, thanks to all of our sponsors that made it happen. You can see what they were offering on the contest page of our website, krko.com. And congrats, Ramona. She is just beyond thrilled.